Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The insurance industry has long been criticized for being slow to embrace innovation. A classic example is claims payments with manual checks, which are slow, lack transparency, and more expensive than digital payments. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Kevin Ostrander, Chief Sales Officer at One Inc., who offers a doomsday countdown to the death of the check in the industry. Kevin, welcome.
John, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, Kevin, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about One Inc.?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. We are a digital payments provider that focuses exclusively on the insurance industry. We've launched our first application way back in 2016. And since then, we've grown rapidly. We've got 225 carriers that use our application. We do both inbound premium collection and outbound digital disbursements, which we're going to talk about today. And we process over $40 billion worth of payments for the U.S. insurance industry on an annual basis. So excited to be here and look forward to talking more.
I as well. So, Kevin, for all the talk of InsurTech, why are insurance companies still relying on paper checks when it comes to claims payments?
Yeah, I think we've seen a major shift that's really accelerated in the last 24 months. A lot of the ways due to the pandemic, and then secondarily related to related to consumer expectations and just rising consumer expectations that don't vary across industry. And I think the insurance industry is in a unique spot. I've been working with carriers for the last 15 plus years. And if you really look at what the market's been doing for the last 10 to 15 years from a technology perspective is really through a major transformation and a replatforming around core systems. The core system effort that all these carriers have gone through has gone a long way to enable transformation and really that transformation moving away from back office towards optimizing customer experience. And I think we're on the precipice of carriers having those core systems, those API-enabled core systems where they can really look away from how are they operating their back office functions and really looking towards optimizing that customer experience. So a recent stat was 75% of the US P&C industry is still making payments via paper check. That number is going to drop just dramatically over the next 2 to 3 years, particularly with all the deployments that we're seeing out in the market and how carriers are focusing on customer experience, and particularly around that claims process, right? I think carriers look at claims as their moment of truth with customers. It's their opportunity to reduce churn, and they've invested pretty heavily in technology around optimization, things around first notice of loss, digitization of that. And the paper check process is going away, and that's the next frontier and where we see many carriers moving.
You mentioned customer experience a few times, Kevin. Don't some, if not many customers, however, still want paper checks when it comes to claims payments?
Geez, I'd argue that paradigm is changing. I mean, I think that paradigm is changing dramatically. There's going to always be folks that prefer the comfort of a paper check. But I think we're rapidly seeing, and I think it's part of the day-to-day life of how folks are moving money in their day-to-day interactions, right? You look at PayPal, you look at your Venmo transaction where you can make a payment for your daughter's soccer club, or you can send money to a friend. More and more folks are getting comfortable with that digital interaction, the speed, the convenience associated with it. And so the desire to have that actual physical paper check and something in their hands is going away, right? And I think you can see that both from a demographic perspective, and I think you can see it in the day-to-day life of how individuals are interacting with different brands that are not necessarily the insurance market, and that is driving for a much, much higher demand from consumers for that real-time funds transfer that optimizes the customer experience and provides a lot of benefits from the carrier in terms of increasing net promoter scores and lowering costs associated with check.
Do we know if there are certain sectors within the insurance industry that are more or less likely to embrace digital technology when it comes to claims payments?
Yeah, I think we're seeing a dramatic shift in the P&C market where more and more folks are really understanding that if you don't have the opportunity to do digital payments from a disbursements perspective, it's going to be table stakes in the next 18 months for every carrier that's out there. And hey, that's going to be a big shift that takes place, referring back to 75% of the payments still made by paper check. There's a lot of transformation that's going to need to be done in the P&C market related to that. I think what's interesting is if you look at some segmentation across differing lines of business or differing types of carriers, We're starting to see a lot more interest that comes from life. I think life tends to be, is a little bit behind where P&C is, but the life groups are starting to come to us, particularly for a line of business segmentation where you look at not necessarily whole life or term life payments that could potentially be a big balloon payment out that may or may not go from a digital perspective. But different lines of business like long-term care within the life space where that is definitely behind, but that group is accelerating pretty dramatically here.
So Kevin, tell us about the doomsday countdown. When exactly will the last claims payment check be mailed out?
Yeah, I think we're coming rapidly here. I think I'll say that, you know, within the next 5 to 7 years, you know, our feedback is everything will have moved digitally. But I think the question actually is a little bit more around when will technology providers, particularly for the US P&C market, which is the real challenge is not necessarily pushing funds out digitally, right? The real challenge is solving complex US insurance industry workflows. You think about payments, they go single party, they go multi-party. You're making payments out to vendors. In the auto use case, you may have a lien holder associated where you have to get data to sign off and you've got to get mortgagee sign off on the property use case. The real question on that is how fast will technology providers like One Inc build insurance-centric technology, which ultimately facilitates the highest percentage of payments to go digital and allows carriers to truly get away from writing checks? And that's a big focus of what we're doing, which is solving those unique insurance industry use cases so that we can enable our carriers to go 100% digital as fast as possible.
Good luck, Kevin.
Great. Well, thanks for having me. It's been great to speak with you, and we really appreciate the opportunity.
That was Kevin Ostrander, Chief Sales Officer at One Inc., and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.